Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes the difference. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, personal responsibility, accountability, goal setting, accountability partners, consciousness, awareness, and becoming the observer, to name a few. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic, and explosive, powerful content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better and to change their life for the best. I'll be going to my first guest immediately following the bio. The next voice that you will hear will be Jahren Banks. Jahren Banks is a transformational coach, ordained minister, technology consultant, entrepreneur, storyteller, and dream traveler. He believes dreams can and will come true with the application of the right knowledge, personal commitment, and your own unique abilities. Jahren has designed his life where he is earning a living doing what he loves and is committed to helping other individuals earn a living doing what they enjoy. He helps you stop delaying your dreams and reminds you to live your life on your own terms. Jahren has integrated his 25 years of mentoring and coaching individual clients and business teams into a proven success system. Dream Power Academy and Spiritual Athletics are his companies where he has a big goal of helping 1 billion people do what they love to do. With no further ado, I welcome Jahren Banks.
Thank you. I am grateful and honored. I will start by stating a series of decrees today. We're going to go right into a masterclass today, really around language and also our thinking. And the reason that I'm going to cover these areas that may seem very simple are because we have a lot of outside influences at this time that many of us are dealing with. We have the pandemic or coronavirus or COVID-19 going around the entire world that's impacted our lives, employment, businesses, families being together or being separated, health for many of us. And a lot of information that's coming from the outside in. So today we're going to really focus on some tools, tips, and strategies you can take to operate from the inside out, right? To start to take control of your life, chart your own course, and really be able to focus on what is most important to you and your family and your communities. And also during this time, we always see that there may be struggles or difficulties that are on a global scale. That also means that there's opportunities on a global scale. There's a transformation happening in our world. And so we can be a part of continually adding to the negativity, the same things we're hearing every day from the media and from our communities, or we can now start to add inspiration, new ideas, allow and create new agreements between ourselves and each other. So let me start with a series of decrees, and we're going to raise our vibration together by using powerful words. And this is an example of how we can use conscious language, and I will go deeper into how this plays into our lives daily. As I speak these words, feel free to repeat these in your mind, but also feel these words in your entire body. I am fully supported and I am fully loved. I remember my genius. I have fun. I receive what I require with ease and grace. I choose to make this fun and easy. I have my optimal health. I love me. My words are examples you can use to set your tone, vibration, and feelings in any situation. Now, my examples are just examples. So you can take those words, you can go back and listen to the replay of the show and use some of those decrees or affirmations that I've stated, or you can create your own affirmations or decrees. Some of those may give you ideas of other statements that you want to set, but these are very powerful. These are tools that I use daily. Sometimes I may be going into a meeting and I'll state a positive result before I go into the meeting to keep my mind focused, to get my energy in that state. Many athletes go through this. They go through a positive visual review of what they're going to do in that sporting event, but they'll also say positive things to each other and their teammates before the start of a meeting or a match, right? Public speakers, ministers, community leaders, parents to children, right? You'll hear parents say very positive things to children. You'll hear children say things positively before they go out and even have fun. So how do you know you have a good affirmation or a good decree? One key is you will feel the power of your words throughout your body. So sometimes you'll say something, and a very easy test, and I love using this test. This was an example that a mentor of mine, Robert Tennyson Stephens, he's the author of a book called Conscious Language. And I'll give you an opportunity to contact me after this segment if you want to learn more about some of that information and also how to work with me in this particular area. But one of the things is when you speak, you can feel the words also, right? When you say them, sometimes they're mental. It's like a mental sentence. I'll give you a perfect example. Say this out loud right now while you're listening to the show. Say the money, and just repeat that a couple times, the money. This is an important subject for all of us right now. Many of us are thinking about money. Now say my money, my money. Now if you take those two different approaches and just repeat, the money, just kind of pay attention to your body and how you feel, and then say my money. You will notice a difference in what you feel in your body. Me personally, when I say the money, it seems like a very mental, it's almost like it's not connected to me. It's separate of me. When I say my money, I actually feel a vibration in my heart area and right above my stomach, what people would call the solar plexus. It feels connected. That's an example of the power of your words, right, and feeling that throughout your body. Also, another great tool, especially when you're speaking to others and you're looking to create your world, draw a picture in your mind of the sentence you just spoke. What picture do you see? I'll give you a few examples. So I have quite a few clients that I work with, friends, family, that reach out to me for assistance or help. You know, I'm always talking to people every day. And this is something that I've been hearing a lot here lately. Right? Oh, I don't want to be broke. I'm afraid I won't have enough money. Now, here's one that sounds positive. I want to be debt-free. Now, if you go back and analyze those sentences, if you draw a picture, so if I say, I don't want to be broke, right, a person will tell you, well, I'm focusing on getting more money. No, you're not. You're focusing on not having any money. And whatever the word broke means to you, right? Literally, if you drew a picture, it may be your body broken in half. Like, the words are powerful that we use. And so, because they create pictures. And then the other one is, I want to be debt-free. well, is that really what you choose to be? You know, if you imagine that picture, you could see a person actually wanting, meaning they don't have it, so they're actually chasing after the word debt and then the word free maybe next to it, or a person trying to free themselves from debt. Now, if you flip that and use the language consciously, and you start to draw the picture that you actually want to experience, you want to be in, then you can upgrade your language, and you can say, I am financially stable. I am financially free. I am financially secure. Secure. I am financially secure. I have money, and I love giving money to help my family and friends. See, I have. I am. Money comes to me easily. So these are examples of how you can use your language to shift your direction of where you are in your life. And this is also one way that I work with my clients. If I ask a question, right, I can easily ask a question to someone. You know, how are you doing today? What happened last week? What's going on? Their language will always tell me where they actually are. Now, they mentally may try to state something else, but the language will always give them away. Right? So I always say this because many people say, oh, well, so-and-so lied to me or they tricked me. It's really not possible for people to trick you or lie to you if you're actually aware and conscious of what they're actually saying. And then there's body language involved as well. Now, that requires us sometimes to be able to see that individual and be around that person. But these are tools that you can use with yourself. And this is the most powerful way to use many of the tools and tips, tactics, meditations, scenarios that you'll hear brought up on this show from many of the speakers and guests that come on, is to always apply this to yourself. Like, many people hear something and then they immediately go out and start telling other people. That's a pure sign that that person is avoiding doing their own personal work. You know, they'll go out and repeat something that they read to someone else. Hey, you know, you should upgrade your language. No, you should do it for yourself first. And it's really the only thing that you can change, and really the only place that you should operate. And then you'll see your world actually upgrades and changes from there. So that was the first area that I wanted to discuss, was around the language. Now, how does the language play into what else is going on? Well, it plays into our thoughts. So you saw that I just stated those examples of how you can decree and affirm where you would like to be in your life. Also expressing maybe gratitude for what you do have. And usually what you express gratitude for, you'll get more of. Many people believe complaining is not a form of gratitude, but it is. So complaining about something is actually you're stating, actually scientifically, what you would like to have more of. That's what you're focusing your mind on. So sometimes we'll hear the word, you know, grateful or gratitude, but it really correlates to what are you really focusing your mind on? What are you giving your energy to? So that's the reason why I brought up the conscious language. And then we also go into really the most powerful function that we have as human beings, and that is thinking. Thinking is our highest function. The most powerful action we can take is actually thinking. So many people will operate now in the environment that we're in, and they'll make a comment. They'll look at their bank account, and they'll say, oh, I need to work on my bank account. I need to work on getting more money. I need to find a new job, right? Someone who's unemployed. I need to find a new job. I need to go apply for jobs. I need to go create my resume. Yes, that may be true, but let's back it up. What is the first thing that we need to do? We need to set a thought. We need to change our thinking. So the thoughts will cause the feelings that you have. The feelings will cause your actions. So the actions you take will be based off your feelings, which goes back to your thoughts. And then the actions you take will create your results. So the current results that you have, if you want to change those, you have to start by creating a new thought. So a thought of, I don't have a job right now, will create a feeling that will be, you know, sadness, anger, anxiety, worry, and then those lead to actions, which usually kind of cause people to not do anything, maybe to take the wrong actions, to have a bad attitude, to complain to others, and then your results turn out to be the same. Now, if you would like to actually get employment or be financially secure or start a new business, create a new relationship, improve a relationship, you start out with that end result as the thought, right? I would like to have a job where I'm earning this amount of money and I love what I'm doing and I'm inspired and I'm able to support my family and myself. That leads to feelings of inspiration, positivity, joy, enthusiasm, and now you start taking actions. Okay, I'm going to work on my resume. I'm going to look for new jobs. I'm going to go out and network and talk to people, whether that's over the email or over the phone, and then those are going to produce results. Those results could be an interview. Those results could be someone telling you about a job opportunity. These results could be you finding another website that has jobs. It could be the result of you just feeling that you made some progress. And that continues in a cycle. So the key thing that I wanted to start out with today is stop permitting the outside world to control your mind. Objectively observe what is going on in your outside world, right? Pay attention, but objectively observe. And then look at your results like a stranger might, right? Pull out and be honest. Not about the reasons why or this is the reason why I did this, or this is the reason. Just look at the facts and really look at what's happening. This is going to allow you to really see yourself honestly and be able to set and think new thoughts that will create the idea of what you want. It all starts with a thought. So this is the first item that many people can set up to change their lives. And one of the tools that I mentioned earlier was the conscious language. This is how you can set those thoughts in. This is how you can get your feelings or get your emotional body ready to go do new things or go out into some of these challenging situations. So I really appreciate the time that the listeners have taken to go over some of this. These are very simple subjects that we're talking about, but they're powerful. They're at the root of many of our issues in day-to-day life, and also at the core of many of the ways that we operate in this world, even from our governments, our religions. They all begin with a certain thought or an idea. So I appreciate the time today. If you're really interested in earning a great living by doing what you love or enjoy, and you want to stop delaying your dreams, if you've been feeling unfulfilled and empty, if you want to live life on your own terms, these are items that you can take some of these steps that I've mentioned to really help you move forward. Like you, I've had issues and challenges in my life. I've put my dreams on hold for many years before, and I worked with coaches and mentors that helped teach me a lot of these solutions and tips that I'm teaching today. And I've been practicing many of these for over 25 years within the corporate environment and coaching individuals. So I do have a level of expertise, but most of that expertise has been using it with myself. So I know the results and what can happen. So if you are interested in learning more about some of these tools or tips, or wanting to talk to me personally, during this time, I've been setting up what I call a dream map session. This used to be a coaching session that I would have with individuals, but now I'm offering this complimentary to anyone who wants to work with me or talk with me, because of the sheer change or scale of change that we're having in the world. I want to be able to help each individual. And during that session, you'll be able to create a dream map. So literally see the map of where you are to be able to get to your ideal goal or dream. Be able to see what may be blocking you or challenges that you have, or unseen or unconscious habits or language that's actually self-sabotaging you to move forward. And then you'll be able to actually turn your dreams into reality. You actually have a map to do that. And so many people, you know, will say, well, I can keep doing what I'm doing now, or I think I've already got it figured out. That may be the case. But what happens to many people is they have an opportunity like this, and they end up being in the same place a year later. Or they're out there building someone else's dream. Because here's a straight up fact. Either you're building your dream, or you're helping someone else build their dream. It's your choice. I'm here to help you build your dream, and this is what Mr. Dwight Lee, the purpose of this show, he's here to help people build their dreams. So if you want to chart your own course, make a change in the world, make permanent changes in your life, multiply your effectiveness, live your life on your own terms, learn the success habits that you can apply to any situation, feel free to reach out to me at Jaron at Dream Power Academy. That's Jaron at DreamPowerAcademy.com. You can also go to my website, www.DreamPowerAcademy.com, and you can schedule a complimentary dream session with me, and we'll get you set up and get you going. So I appreciate the time for all the listeners. Thank you. Be blessed, and I'll pass this back over to Mr. Dwight Lee. Thank you.
Thank you, John. We're about to go for our second guest today. Ms. Pamela Whitman has a brand new book out called Yield to the Joy. She is an ordained minister at the Unity by the Shore in Neptune, New Jersey. Pamela is a frequent guest speaker at several different spiritual centers throughout the United States and abroad. Pamela has a Course in Miracles radio programs on FM stations in New Jersey and Nepal. Pamela is also a concert flutist with a degree in music from the University of Michigan. With no further ado, we have Pamela Whitman, and she's going to open up giving us a couple samples of her music. Welcome, Pamela.
Thanks. Happy to be here. This is from my CD, Beautiful Journey, and it's called Full of Light. I am happy even before I have a reason. I am full of light. Thank you.
I am happy even before I have a reason. I am full of light.
So this next one, I think you'll recognize.
We're going to go through a Q&A session. We have some good questions, and it'll be interesting to get great food for thought responses from Ms. Pamela. So question number one, in religion, religious circles, different denominations, Western religion, etc. Why is the subject of money viewed so controversially and given a negative stigma by your observation? And the second part to that question is, tell me your perceptions and views on money.
Okay, well, okay, thanks. That's a great question. Actually, I'm not a spokesperson for religion. I'm actually an ordained minister of A Course in Miracles, which is not a religion. So it's kind of fun that I'm an ordained minister of not a religion. So that's kind of fun. A Course in Miracles is a book, and I can speak from the point of view of A Course in Miracles. And the Course in Miracles teaches that if we seek controversy, we will find controversy. But if we seek peace, we will find peace. And I can just tell you about my experiences, my journey, my relationship with money. The Course also tells us that situations are relationships because everything's happening in our mind. It says that projection makes perception. So in the past, I had a fearful relationship with money. So I really was able to, I recognized that, and I asked the Holy Spirit to help me with it. Now, you can call the Holy Spirit your higher power. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether we're using the name Holy Spirit, higher power, higher self, spirit of peace, spirit of love. It really doesn't matter what words we're using. And actually, when I first started my journey with A Course in Miracles, I did not use the Christian terminology that is used in the Course in Miracles, but that changed for me, that healed for me, and now I love using the term Holy Spirit because I realize it's a spirit that's holy. So that now I laugh at my former resistance to that word Holy Spirit. But so anyway, I just started making a practice of when I was paying my bills, asking. Even Jesus, I asked Jesus to hold my hand when I was paying my bills. And so what I was doing was recognizing that I'm not alone. Because when we're having fear in any subject, and that includes money, we're falsely believing that we're alone, that we're separate from our source, because God is our source. So then I became more comfortable. And then a few years ago, and I'll tell you that I have kind of a mixed bag in my career. In the summertime, I play in an orchestra, and then the rest of the year, I do different things. For a long time, I had a band, and I think I talked about that last time I was on your show, and the band was the original reason why I formed my nonprofit, Compassionate Heart Productions, and the band brought together musicians from all different countries so that we were teaching about peace through bringing people together of different races and different cultures. And then the same year that I started started studying A Course in Miracles, it was the same year that I started the band. And then I became more and more interested in inner peace. And my form of teaching peace naturally changed over the years, and I eventually started teaching A Course in Miracles. So my orchestra job is perfect for me because it is only in the summer. And for a classically trained musician, an orchestra job is a traditional job. I mean, that's as traditional as it gets if you go to college as an instrumentalist to become a musician. It's a steady gig. So then that having a summer orchestra job gave me the rest of the year to be a teacher of God, a teacher of peace, and to do these other things. So then
as I, you know, I'd already explained that the format for doing that changed. And I started going around and speaking at spiritual centers, playing peaceful music. And then several years ago, there were changes happening in the administration of the orchestra, and a theater company started up in the town, and the season, the number of concerts that I played in was reduced because they brought a saxophone player in to play in the concerts that were replaced by theatrical productions, and that saxophone player played all the different wind instruments. So at first, because the ego always speaks first, I thought, saxophone players. But then I noticed myself doing that, and I thought, oh, I love that. This is my brother. The saxophone player is my brother, and he's a wonderful person and a wonderful musician. And the ego always thinks that someone's going to get something, and then I'm going to lose, and it's either them or me. But the holy perception, when we let the higher mind perceive it for us, we recognize there's no loss, that there's just a shift, and that all change is for the best. This is what the Course in Miracles teaches us. And so that, so I remembered that, and I started saying, oh, my saxophone brother, you know, I'm not playing in the orchestra this week because my saxophone brother is playing there. And so then an interesting thing happened. There was a concert where my saxophone brother and I were both playing on the concert, and I was looking for a studio in which to change the form of some music that I had. I had it on cassette tape, and I wanted to have it converted over into digital so I could hear it. It was some old music from the band, World Color. And so my saxophone brother said, oh, he gave me the number of Rich Kurtz, who has a studio. And so I went to Rich Kurtz's studio, and Rich Kurtz loved my music. And he offered to produce a Christmas album for me for free. And we worked so well together. And then he said, let's keep producing music together. And we formed a record company. And so we are now just, actually right now we're producing an album with Cesar Villalobos, a Peruvian flutist, remotely. He and his guitarist send tracks to us, and then so it's really interesting because it's like a new form of World Color, because we're working with these musicians from other cultures, but our bodies don't have to be together. And we're also working on an album based on music that's inspired by the ocean. And we came out with a CD called Ancient Vision that's inspired by Native American music. Right now we're working on a guided meditation CD. We're working on the audiobook of Yield to Joy. We're just creating. And that all came because of my saxophone brother. And, I mean, it's just all changes for the best. So now I have this combination of playing in the orchestra, creating so much original content, and also teaching A Course in Miracles. Today, I led a conference call from 8 to 9 in the morning based on A Course in Miracles. Then I did a Zoom class, which I jumped off early so that I could call into this podcast. Now we're having this conversation. I have a very blessed life of doing what I love. But I had to let go of thinking I knew what that was going to look like. It involves letting go of my, what the Course calls, self-initiated plans, and letting the universal happiness plan, letting that higher self be in charge. And so that, of course, the higher self knows what's best and what God's will for me is, and God's will is our happiness and peace. So I get to do what I love doing, and all my needs are met. So part of the story is then time passed. I like to say time appeared to pass because Of course, we dwell in eternity. But then more changes happened in the orchestra, and there was more cuts to the schedule for the wind section, for the whole orchestra, but also for the wind section the most. And also the chamber music series that I was accustomed, I was used to playing on, was they canceled the chamber, the city canceled the chamber music series. So I was like, wow, you know, that was part of my income there. You know, it seemed like my income was being hacked away. So I would wake up every morning and I would ask, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to know? And then I would, it kept the book kept opening to the same page every morning that I was doing this during this time. So I would like to read what it was opening to, because it helped me so much and it really healed my mind. This is what it said. It says, everything that the ego tells you that you need will hurt you. For although it urges you again and again to get, it leaves you nothing. For what you get, it will demand of you. And even from the very hands that grasped it, it will be wrenched and hurled into the dust. For where the ego sees salvation, it sees separation. And so you lose whatever you have gotten in its name. Therefore, ask not of yourselves what you need, for you do not know. And your advice unto yourself will hurt you. For what you think you need will merely serve to tighten up your world against the light and render you unwilling to question the value that this world can really hold for you. So what that paragraph was telling me, you know, if I think I need a chamber music series to be happy, you know, I'm going to be very disappointed, because a chamber music series is not eternal. Okay, so the next paragraph, so important. Only the Holy Spirit knows what you need, for he will give you all things that do not block the way to light. And what else could you need? In time, he gives you all the things that you have need of and will renew them as long as you have need of them. He will take nothing from you as long as you have any need of it. And yet, he knows that everything you need is temporary and needs but last until you step aside from all your needs and learn that all of them have been fulfilled. Therefore, he has no investment in the things he supplies except to make certain that you will not use them on behalf of lingering in time. He knows that you are not at home here, and he wills no delay to wait upon your joyous homecoming. Leave then your needs to him. He will supply them with no emphasis at all upon them. What comes to you of him comes safely, for he will ensure it never can become a dark spot hidden in your mind and kept to hurt you. Under his guidance, you will travel light and journey lightly, for his sight is ever on the journey's end, which is his goal. God's Son is not a traveler in outer worlds. And it goes on from here. However, this it just helped me so much to realize that something appeared to be getting taken away. I didn't need it. It was going to be renewed as long as I had any need of it, and that my needs would be met. And guess what? That, trusting that, helped me, and believing it, guess what? My earthly needs were met. And by the end of the summer, the chamber music series was given back, and the city decided to have the wind players be the ones that got to play the chamber music concerts to make up for the rest of the other concerts being cut. It was so interesting to me, and my income from the other aspects of my career just naturally rose. It was such a great lesson for me. So now I recognize that if something appears to be taken away, I must not need it anymore, and that my needs are met by the Holy Spirit. So that was a tremendous healing for me. And so now I'm not perceiving money through the lens of fear. And so I hope that that experience that I had and the way it healed for me is helpful to others.
Absolutely. Wow. I want to say thank you to my Heavenly Father. I call him Abba Father. I want to say thank you to my big brother, Jesus. I want to say thank you to Jaron Banks, my mentor, my coach, my business partner, my friend. I want to say thank you to BBS Radio. And I want to say thank you to every previous guest that's been on the show and every future guest that will be on the show. I want to express sincere gratitude and appreciation and thanks because I'm receiving a lot of love from Canada, all over, Cameroon. I'm receiving love from Australia. So it's getting out there. And with no further ado, I would like to bring Jaron Banks back to close the show.
Thank you, Dwight. And again, I'll express gratitude for having the opportunity to be on the show. And for all of the people behind the scenes that make this show happen. I think sometimes we may forget about the technical setups and backgrounds that allow us to be able to be here and speak to you globally. And I especially would like to thank Pamela for coming on after me and sharing her story, sharing her music as well. I really enjoyed hearing the two songs and hearing the flute just really resonated through my body and just felt lighter and just a smile on my face afterwards. But also her sharing her perspective and her viewpoint of money, I think this is a very fitting show that we had that is something that is top of mind for many people around our finances. And not only just the concept of money, but when you really back money up, it really goes into our energy, right? Where are we directing our thoughts, our energy, our time, being able to do the things that we choose to do in life? And many of us really have a deeper mission or higher calling of what we really like to be and do in this life. And a lot of times it doesn't really apply. To match up to what Pamela mentioned earlier, it doesn't really apply to a lot of these egocentric goals or attaining or getting things. Really, you know, I can even share in my own experience, the most pleasurable results I've had in my life has been actually giving things away, you know, giving, even now, sharing my words, giving my ideas, sharing my heart. Giving money away, giving things to other people. So I'd like to close to say, really sit back and add this to the repertoire of stories and tools that we gave you today. A wealthy person, a person who's generous, a person who is in abundance, is thinking of ways that they can give to others. So that is a great way to instantly shift any situation where you may feel you don't have enough, or your source of income or well-being has been limited. Shift back into your higher self and connect to the universe, God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever works for you, and think about how can you give, what can you give today. That is a very good way to shift any situation, and something that we can do in our communities and the globe that will also create a change today. So thank you again for being here and listening, and let's all give what we can, give our love, give our words, give time, give money, give resources if you can. That's how we can help each other, and that's how we can create a shift across our globe. Thank you.